Our second scripture reading this Easter morning comes to us from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 1 through 6. At that time, says the Lord, I will be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus says the Lord, the people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness. When Israel sought for rest, the Lord appeared from far away. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. Again, I will build you, and you shall be built, O Israel. Again, you shall take your tambourines and go forth in the dance of the merrymakers. Again, you shall plant vineyards on the mountains of Samaria. The planters shall plant and shall enjoy the fruit. For there shall be a day when sentinels call in the hill country of Ephraim, come, let us go up to Zion, to the Lord our God. This is the word of the Lord. You don't need me to tell you just how weird this Easter is. You know. You don't need me to tell you how scary the world is right now. You know. You don't need me to tell you that even on this day of resurrection, we are surrounded by death. You know that too. In some ways, it feels a little disingenuous to sing bright, happy songs about Christ defeating death right now. I hope that we never see another Easter like this one. I've been struggling all week with how I could preach the good news of the resurrection from my craft room while a virus rages outside and I've now lived in isolation for a full month. But last night's Easter Vigil service brought me joy. Reading through the 12 different traditional passages, the word of the Lord as written in Genesis, in Exodus, in Isaiah and Ezekiel, and Daniel and Jonah and Zephaniah, reading through the great flood and the parting of the seas and the near sacrifice of Isaac and the valley of dry bones and the heat of the fire, we have been through hard times before, you and I and all God's children, from the moment of creation until the present breath. God saw us through then, and God will see us through again. The promise of God recorded by the prophet Jeremiah still holds true for us today. The Lord has loved us with an everlasting love, and God's faithfulness will continue. The day will come when we again pick up our tambourines and our hymnals and our dancing shoes and our beach blankets and all of the other symbols of joy and community that we have had to lay down. The day will come when we plant vineyards and enjoy together the fruit of the harvest. But one of my commentaries pointed out that in the line, the planters shall plant and shall enjoy the fruit, the word enjoy doesn't just mean to have a good time. The word in Hebrew literally means treat it as profane, the opposite of sacred, suggesting that what seemed extraordinary is now ordinary, that once was scarce is now common. The world will be transformed by God's everlasting love for us. Scarcity will become abundance, and we will be able to luxuriate in the enjoyment of being able to take things for granted. God saw us through the Babylonian exile. and God will see us through again. The tomb is empty. Christ is risen. God's everlasting love for us will never let us go, not even in death. Our church may be empty, but the promise of resurrection is anything but.